Steve Valley's 32nd birthday forever changed? The telegram? You're on the Soundbeat. On July 28th, 1933, a fan sent Valley a telegram wishing him a happy birthday. Telegrams had long been harbingers of bad news, and this lighthearted message gave George P. Ostlin a bright idea. Ostlin, a public relations director at Western Union, asked operator Lucille Lips to sing the message to the band leader, and the singing telegram was born. Western Union started offering the service to the public that year and carried on until 1974.
When songbirds are singing, here's all they keep singing, hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho.
Before Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and all the rest, Rudy Valley was the first crooner. You've been listening to his 1930 record, Hi-Ho, Everybody, the phrase he used to greet live crowds and radio audiences throughout his career. Get on the beat. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and visit soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.